This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A U.S. military official says Iran has test-fired a medium-range missile, further escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf region. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The officials say the test was conducted Wednesday within Iran's borders and posed no threat to U.S. forces. But it comes in defiance of Trump administration demands that Iran curtail its weapons program. Iran has responded to stepped-up U.S. economic sanctions with a variety of military moves, and the missile test could be seen as another signal that it's not backing down. Tensions have mounted with Iran after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord Iran reached with world powers. Iran has openly exceeded uranium enrichment levels set in the accord and recently seized a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea said Friday its latest missile launch, that is, was a warning to South Korean warmongers to stop importing weapons and conducting joint military drills. As Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports, that's a message that analysts said was also aimed at the United States.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday said his country's latest round of missile tests was a warning for South Korea. Pyongyang test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles on Thursday, with Kim on hand to watch the launches. According to state news agency KCNA, Kim said, quote, "We are forced to continue to develop super powerful weapons systems to remove the potential and direct threats to the security of our country that exist in the South." The test of what the South said was a new missile was the second in 2 months, and the first since Kim met with U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas last month.
That's Nathan Frandino of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Another protest march is scheduled for Saturday in Hong Kong in the same neighborhood where several people were injured in anti-protest clashes. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, it comes after a protest at Hong Kong's main international airport on Friday.
Protesters crowded into one of the world's busiest airports, greeting international visitors to Hong Kong with anti-government chants in an effort to raise awareness of their democracy reform movement. More than 1,000 demonstrators dressed in black filled the arrival hall at Hong Kong's international airport, chanting, "There are no riots, there's only tyranny," and "Free Hong Kong." Andy Ho, one of the protest organizers, said its main goal is to let more people around the world know what is actually happening in Hong Kong in recent months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Justice Department said Friday it is approving T-Mobile's $26 billion takeover of rival Sprint Corporation, clearing a major hurdle to a deal that would merge the nation's third and fourth largest wireless carriers. The companies have agreed to divest Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile, to Dish Network in order to move ahead with the merger. But a group of U.S. state attorneys general have filed a lawsuit in federal court in New York to block the merger on antitrust grounds. New York State Attorney General Letitia James says the settlement is a bad deal.
This is an anti-competitive deal. It's going to harm consumers. The settlement will not protect competition. It will eliminate the most aggressive player and reduce the number of players from 4 to 3.
The Obama administration had rejected the deal, but the companies appealed to the Trump administration's desire to win the global 5G race with China. They said that the combined company would mean a better next-generation network than they could make on their own. American consumers sharply stepped up their spending, but the economy slowed. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year, and the Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cuts scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cuts' benefits are largely played out. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.